Cool 98.3, South Jersey's greatest hits. It's a Cool 98.3 morning wake up. DAP here. You know, we've spoken many times with Margie Barham from Angelic Health. They do great work with hospice care, palliative care. She reached out and mentioned that they also do music therapy. Please welcome music therapist Tim Bretschneider. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, David.
Now, I'm guessing that you had a background in music anyway. What brought you to Angelic Health?
Yeah, you know, I've been playing music ever since I was a kid. You know, taking guitar lessons when I was like 12, and then in high school started writing my own songs. And just always felt really connected to, you know, how music was such a meaningful part of my life. And then, you know, when I was thinking about going back to school, I explored Rowan University's music therapy program, and everything just felt like, whoa, this is where I should be.
That's real cool, you know, and my dad was in hospice care. And for as much as he forgot things or sometimes he repeated things, you know what? Music always seemed to break through any of those communication barriers. My dad sang. He sang with a barbershop chorus for about 20 years. So every Monday he would go out and rehearse. And then on Valentine's Day, he'd go out with three other guys and they would do like the barbershop quartet singing Telegram. Isn't it amazing for you to see otherwise quiet people, withdrawn people, all of a sudden, here comes the music, and something just wakes up in there.
Yeah, wow, super cool to hear about your dad. And yeah, I think that's really like the magic of this work. You know, I never really anticipated, you know, when I applied to Angelic, that what it would actually be like, you know, working with these clients. And like you said, you know, something, you know, these people that I'm not really able to have a conversation with are able to sing every word to Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Or,
wow, that's cool.
Or Fly Me to the Moon or something. And it's just remarkable to be a part of.
And Margie said in her email, we use music therapy because it not only improves mood, but helps with pain, both physical and emotional.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing about music is it, which is part of the reason, you know, people are able to recall the lyrics and not other details of their life, especially with dementia or Alzheimer's. It lights off so many different parts of the brain because it's attached to emotion, because it's attached to these, like, you know, physical experience too. You know, when we sing, we feel it in our body, and it's kind of a distraction or a redirection away from, you know, whatever pain someone might be feeling in their body.
Right. Tim, tell us about a memorable visit with a client, a visit that sticks out in your mind.
This was recent, actually. Maybe 2 weeks ago, I was visiting a client in one of our facilities, and his son was actually there in the room with him, helping him. You know, usually I don't get a lot of reaction from him. He has Alzheimer's, and it's hard for him to really be as animated as we might expect. And I found out he loves Alanis Morissette. He just loved listening to, you know, that when his daughter was growing up. And that's why. So we sang One Hand in My Pocket.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Mom used to do ironing Saturday afternoons and would listen to Live at the Met. So she loved opera. So us kids made sure we were far out of that house when she was listening to that. But you know what? Now there's a special place in my heart for opera music, and I solely think of my mom. So I'm sure a lot of these musical memories, they remind people of their loved ones too.
Absolutely. I think that's been one of, you know, one of the great gifts of this job too, is getting to really learn so many different kinds of music. And, you know, music I never really thought I would appreciate, but, you know, when I get to sing it with our clients and their families, it makes it meaningful to me, you know, and music I never thought I would have a connection to, I suddenly do.
And you talk about the family being there sometimes. I can picture you going and meeting with these clients, and then you find out how far they could take it as far as singing or maybe even clapping their hands along to a song where normally they're just, like I said, very withdrawn. And then the family come for a visit, and then you're like, all right, come on, let's show them what you can do. And I'm sure the family, their eyes light up.
Yeah, you know, those tend to be my favorite sessions, is when family and loved ones are there and they get to, like, be a part of the music making. I get to sing some of their favorite songs, and we're playing these drums and shakers and having fun. It's like, you know, a little bit of respite from all the stress that can be there. A really powerful thing, music, who's also really wonderful.
Tim Brettschneider, he is a musical therapist with Angelic Health. Find out all about their services at angelic.health. Thank you so much, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David.